Se abandonó, se abandonó.
And the daughter, young daughter, out of ignorance, she committed some offense, took the one top and pierced through one insect. And the muni was sitting there as insect. So Rajatwar, because she offended all the men of the king, made the soldiers, the secretary, they stopped passing within them too.
The Muni was there in the form of an insect?
Yes.
And she pierced him? Oh.
So the result was that all of them, without fighting, so the king could understand there is some offense. So, because the king sent him, he asked all his men, what you have done? Sir? Then the guard said, Father, I have done this. Then he went to the and he excused this man. How do we not do it? So he was very angry. John, his attitude to all of that, all of them became very much happy. Then she asked, whether your girl is married. King could understand that he wants to marry my daughter, otherwise why is he inquiring?
Yeah.
And you are so old, and I have got my skin still tight, and all loose,
slack.
Bears,
huh? Oh, he was all slack.
Hmm. And he was old. So he had to be So he King said, yes, and he said, since he's not married, he will have to take offer of the king. Then everything. But the daughter was young and he was like her great grandpa. Matt was not at all suitable, but he had to offer. So this girl also took it seriously and she was serving the old husband very faithfully. Chased by never mind. Then some days after the same saintly person was visited by two heavenly physicians, Ashwini Kumar. The Ashwini Kumar, they had some difficulty. They are not allowed in the society of the demigods while drinking somaras. He had some defects, something like that. So when the physician came to see Chavarmuni, he said that if you can give me beyond age, beautiful, you can make me, by your treatment, beautiful young man, which is very pleasing to young girls, then I shall give you the facility of drinking somaras in the society of them. Yes. He made a very nice, beautiful-looking young man by taking him to a certain lake and they dipped down and all of them were fresh young man, beautiful, very beautiful. So this chaste wife, she could not recognize who is my husband. But they look on, very beautiful young man.
Jaivana and his followers, or?
Jaivana became young.
Yeah.
And those Sinagogue also did.
Oh, they all went in.
Oh, because they dipped down in a certain lake. In this way, he became a very beautiful young man. Then, for Somajogga, his father-in-law, the daughter's father came. He came. So, he was surprised. I was there. My daughter, another young man. The end is. And I didn't tell what is this? You are defaming your husband's family and my family. See, he began to chastise them. And just see. Because he sees that I got my daughter married with old Chaman. I mean, that is a young man. You see. Condemned like anything. And she was laughing. She knew that I have not changed my husband, I have changed her body. Then he said, my dear father, don't be angry, he is your real son-in-law. He has become now young by treatment. Then he was very pleased and embraced her daughter. That your, this is basic. Even one has got old, going to die, husband. She cannot change. This is just.
Once a woman was married, then that was finished. No more no connection with any other man.
No, that's one marriage. She must remain very faithful to her. Just. That is what. Not that I do not like this husband. I change. Very nice.
That's Western tradition.
Whatever your father and mother has chosen, that one is your worshipable husband. This point I wanted to bring. His father was surprised. I was I got to marry with an old man. Some other circumstances I was obliged. How is that you have picked up one young man? He chastised her like him. Then when he came to understand that the same old man has become now a young man by medical treatment, then he was satisfied. So you cannot change. I have seen it. On my father's friend, he was a very old man. My father was also. He was at that time not less than 65. But his wife died and he was married with another young girl. And his sister forced him to marry. Unless you marry, we look after you, we have no children. But I am saying that young woman who was married with that gentleman, who in our childhood, we used to call her Didi. Didi means eldest sister. So the relationship was very thick and thin. And that old man, not than 65, and this young woman, utmost 20 to 25. She was serving the husband like that. That's it. There's no question of changing the setting.
Yeah, they bring him up to be independent.
And it is a question of culture. Culture. You are king's daughter, royal, a man with muni and old, rotten, older than me. All this scheme had become flattened. But still, your son is the worship of the Lord. The age difference is great grandfather and great granddaughter. You'll find in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Shiva, he could not construct even a house. He was laying underneath a tree. And his wife, Durga, Sististhiti Palaya Sadharata, she can create a new world. So far, Durga, she is living underneath the tree. Never had claims by their husband. If you cannot, I can make one. There is a story about that, that people criticize us, all right, let us have some house. So, Lord Shiva, Durga, both of them capable to do anything. So, they constructed very nice gold. Now it's her leaf. So, there is new house center and a ceremony. One Bhargava Muni was invited, a Brahmana, many other Brahmana. So, they began to eat so much that story I forget it. Then whatever stock they have finished, then when, after eating, when they wanted, they give us dakshina. Dakshina, because after eating, Lord Shiva, why shall I get everything I have finished? Then we became puzzled what to do. The Lord Shiva said, all I will take this. Again they became underneath the tree. All right, as dakshina I will take this. Don't bother. The house entrance ceremony was there. As a result of that ceremony, they became again underneath the tree. What they're doing?